softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
I've read and heard amazing and wonderful stories of encounters with Jesus by every race and creed, but in the last few years, there have appeared volumes of reports of personal contact and conversations with Jesus, as extreme and tangible as were reported in the pages of God's book. The people giving those accounts are commonly disguised behind the security of an assumed name, because in their culture, to become a follower of Jesus, or Isa in their language, is almost certain death, usually at the hand of a family member. That's all very intriguing, but most interesting is the reason these people are willing to lose their life to be with Jesus. It's a clear choice for them: stay where they are and live, or go with Jesus and die. Each account I've heard or read discloses that reason in very clear, unambiguous language. The instant Jesus' light fills their room, they see Him and hear His voice. His love envelops them, a love that is instantly the complete satisfaction of their whole spirit, mind, and body. Then, in no uncertain terms, He says, "Come, follow Me." Many accounts reveal ongoing encounters with Jesus in which He brings them closer and closer and fills them with astounding insights that eclipse all they had been taught before. Jesus is walking into private rooms and breaking prisoners out of the dark dungeon that hatred and vengeance has locked them in. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, "Don't you know that it's God's kindness that leads to repentance?" What a penetrating message to hearts that have grown cold and critical. Notice His kindness today. Hear His gentle call to follow Him. Sweet Spirit of Jesus, reach deep in my heart and change my hardness into Your soft way, and my cynical default to Your gentle compassion. Make me Your vessel of salvation and healing.